Thanks for checking out the podcast. This one's really fun because it's all about my home city, right? If you love Chicago or you've thought about visiting Chicago, there's a lot of things to see and there's a lot of touristy things to see. So this time I'm talking to a guy. His name is Cameron, and he has a TikTok / Instagram / website called Bored in Chicago. And his TikTok has over 148,000 people on it. And he finds these hidden gems in the Chicagoland area and literally just posts about it. That's it. Some of them are historic buildings. Some of them are cool murals in a park. Some of them are restaurants that you have to have a secret knock to get in, but he finds them all and he puts them on his TikTok, and it's grown so quickly. You're going to find out exactly how he did it and some of his favorite places in Chicago. I mean, I'm born and raised here and lived here most of my whole life, and I didn't know about most of these places that he found. So let's get into it. It's interesting stuff.
Hey, this is Cam.
Cam, this is Scotty. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scotty?
Good, good. I'm excited to talk to you. Now, I kind of like stumbled upon your page, like I'm sure a lot of people do, especially on TikTok. You know, the algorithms give you the things you're interested in or the things you watch the most. And obviously, I'm in Chicago, post about Chicago, watch things from Chicago. So naturally, Bored in Chicago popped up. And I think, what do you have, like 148,000 followers now on TikTok?
Yeah, something like that. It's insane, to be honest.
Before we get into like some of those cool places that you found and some of your favorite places, how did this all start? Like, did you start on TikTok or did you start on something else and then move it to TikTok also?
Yeah, so I guess going back a little bit, I actually started on a website first, where I made a website called boredinchicago.com.
Okay.
That was supposed to be like a content recommendation engine for things to do around Chicago.
Yep.
But then realized no one's going to go to the website. So how do I do that? So I started trying Instagram, and that one was just tough to get them reach. So tested out TikTok, and lo and behold, it ended up kind of taking it off. So TikTok was really the third iteration, but by far the most successful.
Yeah, no kidding. So how long did it take to get like that 148,000? Did one go viral and then it all popped off, or was it a slow grow?
A mix of both. I probably started posting back in August or September of last year. So for the first few months, it was pretty slow. And then I still remember clearly there's just this one video I posted of the Noel State Bank Walgreens, the one in Wicker Park.
Yeah.
That's like essentially, if people don't know, it's essentially a Walgreens that is built in an old historic bank, and they kept a bunch of the features around. It's like one of the cool features that they have in the basement. They have the old bank vault that they sell vitamins out of, so they call it the vitamin vault, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But that one I was walking to work, I posted it right as I left to go walk to work, which takes about 20 minutes. And then by the time I got to work, it had a million views, and it just blew my mind.
Wow, that's so fast.
That's when I realized there was something here.
It's crazy because I mean, I'm born and raised in Chicago my whole life, and I've never even heard of like half the things that I've seen on your social media about things that are right here in Chicago. You know, there's so much history, and there's so many gems and so many things that have been preserved for a really long time, and then there's new stuff popping up. How do you find these places? This isn't your full-time job, right?
Yeah, this isn't my full-time job. It's more of just a hobby right now. I mean, there's a few ways I try to find things. First is, and what I really started out with, is I basically just built like a list, like an Excel document of various things around Chicago. And I was getting sick of seeing the same recommendations come up, right? Where it's just like, oh, go to this like standard trendy bar or restaurant.
Right,
or
yeah.
Go
to you're the like, bean or I don't want to like go to the Sky Deck anymore, guys. Like, I've been here my whole life. Like, thank you.
Yeah, right. And like, I'm not trying to diss on them because they all are like really fun. But yeah, exactly what you said, where I've been here this whole time. I've been to them a bunch of times before. So I started looking online, did a bunch of online research, and some of that was like crawling through TripAdvisor, but like not on the first couple of pages, but instead on page like 40 or 50, and seeing if any of those things caught my eye. And then there's also a great website called Atlas Obscura, which really talks about super weird things around Chicago, which is kind of cool to browse through.
Oh, that's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then now a lot of the recommendations actually come from followers who will comment or DM recommendations.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a great full circle way to do it, man, that people start recommending places for you to go. You know what's funny is they tell you to go there instead of like doing it themselves, which is awesome.
yeah, it's so true.
How much time, because so you have a full-time job on the side of doing this stuff. How much time do you dedicate, do you think, to your TikTok or social?
I mean, like 5 to 10 hours a week, maybe.
That's really not even that
much. Frankly, a lot of it is just while I'm out and about already around Chicago, which obviously has gotten a little bit more difficult. But
right.
When I'm already going and doing something, I'll often just try to do some research around what is in the area and what I can quickly stop by. So instead of actively going out of my way to a place that's on my list, instead I'll be more so, oh, I'm going for a run through this neighborhood and I just remember that this place is in that neighborhood, so why don't I just stop by it, quickly get some video content, and then come back, edit it, post it.
Super smart. Let's talk about some of the places that are on there too, because I think you found some really interesting things, like the dog mural that caught me pretty quickly.
That story I just told is essentially that, where I was actually on a run and then remember running past it a few times. I was like, oh, well, I'll actually, why not post about this, because it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just this massive mural of, I don't know, goes on for like basically a full block.
Yeah,
a ton of different dogs.
Do you know the history of it or why it's there, or where's that at?
So that's up in Logan Square, and it's on Western Avenue, right by, there's a dog park there as well. And it's ultimately, I believe they made that dog park 10 years ago or so, and then 5 years ago or so decided, hey, like, why not spruce this up a little bit, add a mural?
Yeah, well, I like that you got timely stuff too, like when the masks were on the different art pieces too. Where were those at? Some of them were downtown.
Yeah, the two primary ones that I saw were on the Picasso,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Art Institute Lions. And I don't think they're up anymore, which is kind of sad, but I thought they were just a cool kind of kitschy way to encourage people to wear masks around the city. So I personally kind of wish they just threw a few more up on the landmark.
Yeah, well, what I also love about you posting it too is that most people aren't getting out and about, like, to go to and wouldn't see it otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
What are some of your favorite ones that you've seen?
The one that I'm always just going to grandstand about and talk about is a bar called Ceres, which is in the ground floor of the Chicago Board of Trade building. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's for anybody who doesn't know, it's essentially just a bar where you get ridiculously strong drinks, alcoholic drinks, and they're pretty cheap, and it's just no frills, a lot of locals, and just a ton of fun to go there after a day of work or something like that. So I'm always going to talk about and hype up that place. But outside of that, one of the coolest places just by doing this that I found out about was the Monadnock building in Chicago, and that's also downtown of the Loop. And that's ultimately just this historic building that was built, I believe, in the 1890s. And they have a rule where the only companies and businesses that are allowed to operate out of that building have to have been able to theoretically exist when the building was built.
So, really?
Well, yeah, which is like super weird, but kind of cool.
Now, did you know that stuff when you went to go put it on social, or is it research that you found out afterwards?
That one was research beforehand.
Have you been able to make some money off TikTok for this yet?
Sometimes, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's been some companies that I've worked with where either they're like, so let me, I don't know, get a free drink or something like that in exchange for a post.
Or, gotcha.
Or sometimes payment. I know there's also the TikTok Creator Fund, which I'm in as well.
I think there's a lot of historical facts, one, in general, that people don't know about Chicago and these hidden gems, but then also things like Walt Disney's house, or, you know, where he was born. Most people don't realize he was born. When people think Walt Disney, they're like, oh, he's probably born in Orlando at Disney World, right? Like, no. People don't know that he was born here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I mean, Chicago is the third biggest city in the U.S., and it's always been a major city of our country. So I feel like, again, number one, we don't get as much credit as I think we deserve a lot of the time. But then number two, because it was so big, there's probably so many various stories or people or histories that are not very well known, you know?
Give me two or three of your top, like, favorite spots in Chicago.
I guess for a casual day, let's plan it like that. I love the Riverwalk. I know it's kind of touristy at this point, but I think it's hard to beat a nice summer day on the Riverwalk where you're just walking along and maybe you stop for some food or a drink or something like that and just relax. And it's a great way to just kill an hour or two.
You know, I love the Riverwalk. We were just over there a couple days ago, and I brought my son. We did like a scavenger hunt because there's a lot of historical facts. There's like the Memorial Museum over there, or display, I should say. There was the Floating Garden and things like that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, the scavenger hunt, that sounds like a fun idea.
It was super fun. The part I messed up is I also put fun things on there, like someone in a Cubs hat or someone with two dogs. And on the app I used for it, you take a picture of the thing. So he became like a creepy kid that was like taking pictures of random people. So I messed up a little bit on that. But it was really fun to look for different things in the Riverwalk, including like people in kayaks and then also like the Michigan Avenue Bridge and things like that. So
that's awesome. That reminds you of like when you're on a road trip or something and you're trying to check off various things you see. And that's like, I mean, it sounds like a perfect way, especially with everybody staying inside almost all the time.
Yeah. And that's I guess I bring that up too, because that's how I feel about your TikTok. Like, that's, I can look at it and go, oh, this would be really good. Like, that dog mural would be really cool to go check out, or, you know, whatever else, some of the parks and the trails. And that's the hardest thing. I think sometimes there's so many things like, okay, I know about this park, but I didn't know about the four things that were inside the park that are like those hidden gems. So it's crazy that you find those things. 'Cause I feel like I'm always looking. So now I really wanted to talk to you to figure out how you actually find those dang things.
The reason it's called bored in Chicago was because there'd be so many days, whether it's like a weekend where I had nothing to do, or an afternoon or what have you, where I was like truly bored in Chicago, which is super dumb when it's such a big city with so many things to do.
I'm going to test you on your own posts here. What's the favorite building in Chicago that you've seen?
So what did I say is my favorite? Very old. It's like, I can't remember the address of it, but it's that like cool skyscraper along the river on Wacker that looks kind of like a Roman Roman temple or something, right? Like, it's got like the columns. There's like this super reflective building. I can't remember what its address is, but I think it's just an office building or something, but I think it's so cool.
Oh, right off of Wacker, off the river?
Yeah.
I think that's the glory of some of the architecture in Chicago. Like, some of it has history, some of it's just awesome and unique. What about your favorite park that you've been to?
Park? It's Ping Tom Memorial Park. It's the park down in Chinatown that I feel like a lot of people don't know of, and even if they've been to Chinatown, they probably haven't even been to the park itself.
Yeah, it's kind of tucked away, right? And there you can get the water taxis off the river there too, right?
Yeah, which is actually, that's on my bucket list. I still haven't done the water taxi to Chinatown, which I've heard is a great way to spend an afternoon there.
Because I still live over there, so they have, I mean, some of it's in the sun. You can sit on the park or on the grass and like have a picnic. There's also like the cool steps and different murals and things like that over there, right?
Yeah, and that's what I think is so cool, because it's just like, it's a standard Chicago park, but they clearly tried to incorporate a bunch of like Chinese and Chinatown elements into it, including the art and the architecture in there.
Yeah, super cool. What's a favorite historical building or area that you found? Like the Walt Disney one was pretty cool. Where was that again? I don't even remember where that is.
It's in Hermosa. So okay. It's about like west, northwest of Logan Square. In terms of history, there's one where I did not know this whatsoever, but then as soon as I found out about it, I realized that it, like, you can find it on the internet, which is, I think they call it the Alley of Death, but it's Couch Place, which is one of those alleys right by, I think it's the Nederlander Theater.
Okay.
And there was, I guess, 100 years ago, there was this big fire in one of the theaters, and sadly, a bunch of people died in that alleyway. And it was, like, one of the most catastrophic events in Chicago history, but I feel like no one really knows about it. And you walk past that alley every day, or you walk through that alley every day.
Yeah, I didn't know about it. Where did you say it is again?
I believe it's right behind the Nederlander Theater.
Okay.
In the Loop.
Yeah.
And you can ultimately just like walk down State Street, and it's one of those alleys on the left, or like, well, to the west while you're walking north.
You could probably turn it into a tour guide business of some kind. Your own kind of trip advisor, right?
That'd be cool.
I'm glad I got to talk to you, man. It's super cool to see your stuff, and I like your posts, and I think keep going. I think it's something that, especially while people are stuck on the inside, they can still get a sense of like the cool things that are happening around them in the different neighborhoods. And I think there's a lot of neighborhoods that have misconceptions or preconceived notions in the Chicagoland area, or people just don't know the history about that. When you do post some of those things, people are like, oh, there's more than meets the eye to a lot of these different areas. And I think that's an important message to be spreading nowadays, too.
You absolutely nailed it there. There's still a bunch of awesome neighborhoods that are very underappreciated. Like another example is Bronzeville, which I had never been to until a few months ago, and I thought it was awesome. I used to live down in South Loop, and so I just started around the South a little bit in the morning, and then came upon Bronzeville, and I realized how much history there is and some of the cool things. Like, they have this Walk of Fame of a bunch of Chicagoans who became famous out of Bronzeville, and a bunch of awesome art. And I heard the restaurants are great. I haven't been to the restaurants, though.
Yeah, that's a great area. And then also, I mean, even just the South Loop itself, I lived in the South Loop for like 4 years as it was transitioning too. I mean, if you've never been to like Reggie's for a live show, right? Or like even gone and seen people play at like BB King's or anything like that, like you don't know that stuff that's there. And so it's pages like yours that gives exposure to it, but it's such deep-rooted culture that you could spend hours listening to people tell stories from those kind of places.
Yeah, so true.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I'm going to keep up on your pages because I'm going to find more of these places that you're checking out and posting about. So if you want to find his pages, it's Bored in Chicago on TikTok, Instagram, and boredinchicago.com. Cam, thanks for chatting a little bit, man. Appreciate you.
Cool. Sounds great. Thank you so much again.